Okay, we're starting here at the top of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph by the two dots. The Mishnah had described three different karbanot. There's the Bechor, the Maaser, and the Pesach. In the beginning, they have common denominator between them. That's what the Mishnah begins with. And then they break off, and they have differences. The first of which is, HaBechor Nechal LeKohanim. That the Bechor belongs to the Kohanim. So the Gemara wants to know, Tan Rabbanan. Minayin lebechor shenechal l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. How do we know that a bechor has the same din as the shlamim, that they're eaten or consumed over a two-day period with the one night in between? Shenemar, because it says ubzara miyelecha kechazei atnufa ukeshok hayamin. So this goes to the pasuk that's in Bamidbar Yudchet. It's written by the Bechor, the Pasuk, and we darshened it also to include the Pesach and the Maaser from the plural that's used in there, Chelbam and Damam. We use that at least according to one opinion, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, to include the Maaser and the Pesach. So here it says, well, the comparison, it says, Ubsaram, Yelecha kechazei atnufa ukeshoke yamin. Well, the chazei atnufa and the shoke yamin are the two items that are given from the Shlamim to the Kohen. So the Torah says that the Bechor will be just like the Matnot Kohuna that come off the Shlamim. So Ikishu Akadu the Chazev Shok Shel Shlamim. There's a hekish between the Bechor and the Matnot Kuna that come off of the Shlamim. Mashlamim Nechalim the Shnei Yamim Belayla Echad. A Bechor Nechal the Shnei Yamim Belayla Echad. So there it's very straightforward. There's a hekish between Bechor and Shlamim. So just like Shlamim gets Shnei Yamim Belayla Echad, which is explicit by Shlamim, over here we're going to apply the same time period for the Bechor. Gemara says, "V'zu sheila nishala lifnei chachamim bekerem biyavne." So this was asked before the chachamim who learned in Kerem biyavne. It says Rashi always mentions by Kerem biyavne, "Shayu yoshrim shurot shurot," that they were sitting in rows. Bechor lekamenechal. How long or what is the time period for which one may consume a bechor? Nene Rabbi Tarfon ve'amar deshna yamim ve'layla echad. Rabbi Tarfon got up and said, yeah, 2 days, one night, just like a shlamim. Hayasham tamid echad sheba lebeit hamidrash lifnei hachachamim tchila. There was this tamid echad that was on his first day in the base medrash and the yoshvei lifnei hachachamim in Kerem Biavna. Rabbi Yossi Haglili shemo. Name Rabbi Yossi Haglili, obviously, who went on to accomplish many things, as mentioned many times in our Gemara. So Amar lo Rabbi minayin locho. So Rabbi Yosef Glili challenges Rabbi Tarfon on his first day there. He says, "Where do you know that from?" Amalo bni shlamim kochim kalim ubechor kochim kalim. So rather than using a pasuk, now he's going to use a binyanav. He says that shlamim are kochim kalim and a bechor is kochim kalim. Ma shlamim neechalim l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. A bechor neechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. He says that it's a binyanav. It's a kochim kalim and I eat it for 2 days and one night. So to over here, the bechor we eat in 2 days and one night. Amalei Rebbe, Bechor Matana LeKohen. When we're talking about a Bechor, that's a gift to the Kohen. V'chatat Rasham Matana LeKohen. And you know what else the Kohanim get? They get the Achilat HaChatat and the Achilat HaSham. So Ma Chatat V'Asham Liyom V'Layla. Av Bechor Liyom V'Layla. You want to make a Binyan Av? I can have a Binyan Av as well. Your Binyan Av is nice about Kochim Kalim, but there's an aspect of Bechor, which is that it's a Matnot Kuna. So maybe because it belongs all to the Kohen, just like the Chatat and the Asham, it should have the same din as the Chatat HaSham. I'm alone, you don't davar mi davar, v'nilmol davar mi davar. We're going to compare things that are similar, and therefore we'll learn out of things that are similar. Ma shlamim, ein ba'im al chet. Just like shlamim are brought not because of a particular violation, a particular sin. Af b'chor einu ba'el al chet. That the b'chor also is not brought because of any sin, it's because it was the firstborn of this female animal. Ma shlamim ne'achalim l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Af b'chor ne'achal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So that's how I know the binyanav should apply to shlamim, and not to the Chatat V'Hashem. Chatat V'Hashem are particular towards Averot. So I'd rather compare it to a Shlamim and a Kodshim Kalim than compare it to a Chatat V'Hashem. So Rabbi Yosef Lili says back to Rabbi Tarfon, Nidon Davar Midavar, Menomod Davar Midavar, Chatat V'Hashem Matana LeKohen, Ubechor Matana LeKohen. Just like a chatat and asham are not voluntary offerings, they come because a person has done some violation, has been over an avera, so you can't bring them just willy-nilly. So do a bechor. You can't create a bechor out of an animal of chulin. Bechor is kidsha mirachem, something that happens to the animal if it's born, if it has the characteristics of what makes it a bechor, but you can't make a voluntary offering called a bechor. So machatat v'sham nechalim liyom echad, af bechor nechal liyom echad. So then, just like the chatat and asham are only eaten for yom v'layla, so too, the bechor should only be consumed for yom v'layla. So this is Rabbi Yossi Gulei's first day in the base medrash, and he says, kafatz Rabbi Akiva v'nistalak Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was silenced, put to the back, and Rabbi Akiva joins in now. So he was successful in creating some sort of stir in the base medrash that Rabbi Tarfon's explanation of why the Bechor Zinu v'shnei yamim v'layla echad did not hold up, because he had an equally as good logic when it came to the chatat v'li asham. So Amar lo, Harihu Omer, it says, and Rabbi Akiva brings the pasuk that we used before, Ubsaram iyalacha. So this is the limud that we had before, that the pasuk in Bamira Yudchet in the Matnot Kuhuna, which speaks about the Bechor, it says the Bechor is just like the items that are taken off the Shlamim and given to the Kohanim. Ma Shlamim ne'achlim l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, af Bechor ne'achal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yossi Gulei wasn't going to sit down so fast. He says, he keshtil l'chazeh v'shok shel shlamim. He says, very nice. I see what you did. You took the chazeh and shok because they're taken from the shlamim, and therefore you made a hekesh. Because ani mekishol l'chazeh v'shok shel todah. You know what? The korban todah also has a chazeh and shok taken off of it. And, you know, there's a big difference between a todah and a shlamim. Shlamim is shnei yamim v'layla echad. And todah is only a yom v'layla. How do you know that the shok and the chazeh that we're speaking about in the pasuk is the shok chazeh the shlamim? Maybe it's just could be the shok and the chazeh the todah. Ma todah nechalat the yom v'layla. Af bechor nechalat yom v'layla. Amar lo areihu omer ubsaram iyelacha. So it says b'saram and then iyelacha. Uma tamal omer lacha iyeh. Hosif hakatuv havaya acheret b'bechor. The Torah added an additional aspect to bechor, which is not only b'saram but iyelacha. That havaya acheret is what gives us or tells us that it should be like the Shlamim. So that's Rabbi Akiva's response. That's why we brought this whole discourse down, was because we brought the Pasuk before as the proof. But the Pasuk of being a Hekesh, it's not obvious that that Hekesh should necessarily apply to Shlamim. It could have equally as applied to a Todah. So along comes Rabbi Akiva to explain to us it's not just the Hekesh Ubsaram, but there's also the additional aspect of Melachaiyah. And that additional aspect of Melachaiyah teaches us that it's not compared to a Todah, but rather it's compared to a Shlamim.
How?
If you look in Rashi, Hosif Lecha Katuv, so he says, Rabbi Akiva, Klomar Modeh Ani L'Dvarecha. Rabbi Akiva says, I agree with you, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You're right. Compare it to a Todah. You're going to choose between a Shlamim and a Todah. Better to take the Todah than the Shlamim, because that's the least Chiddush. So I can show the Tafas the Muad, Tafas the Mihu. Midahadar Katuv, B'Seifei Dekra Lecha Iyeh, the Lo Yitzrich, that unnecessary addition, the Akti Bereshi Yelecha, Hosif Lo Akatuv Havaya Cheret Kmo, Zu habalo behekish. And what I think Rashi is suggesting is that if you had no other words in the pasuk, the least chiddush is to compare it to a todah. On the other hand, with the yelacha, which gives you an additional aspect of limud in the pasuk, we can extend it to a bigger chiddush. Well, if we're going to extend to a bigger chiddush, what's the bigger chiddush? A shlamim, which would say shnei yamim v'layla echad. All right. So now, Rabbi Akiva basically, in principle, agrees with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Principle, he says, you could have learned, you're right, the Hekesh would have been for Todah, except that I happen to have this additional limud which pushes it and allows me to learn out Shlamim. That's the position of Rabbi Akiva. U'kishenemru dvarim lifnei Rabbi Shmuel, when they repeated this whole discourse between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili to Rabbi Shmuel, Amar lahem, tzuv v'amru lo the Rabbi Akiva. Go tell Rabbi Akiva, ta'ita, you made a mistake. Toda me'eichan lamda. Where do you know anything about a Todah? Mishlamim. V'chi davar alamed be'ekesh. Chozer malamed be'ekesh. If the Todah is learned out of Shlamim, then how could it be over here that you would have a Bechor learned out of a Todah? But to be Mekesh Bechor to Todah, and then from Todah to Shlamim doesn't work. Now where's the Hekesh? The Hekesh is only, it's obviously not for the time period in which they're consumed, because Shlamim is consumed for 2 days and one night, and a Todah is for 1 day and one night. So that's not what the Hekesh is about. The Hekesh is about the Chazeh and the Shok. How do we know that? By a todah, that there's also a chazen shok that's given to the kohanim. That's because todah is a subset of shlamim. So just like the shlamim has the chazen shok that's given from it, so too from the todah is given the chazen shok. And that's because the way the parsha is phrased when it comes to the todah, it starts out zotarat shlamim, and then it goes in and says imal todah. There's a hekesh between todah and shlamim. That hekesh teaches us that hekesh that you bring a chazen shok from a todah. So Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Kiva, how could you have ever learnt out the comparison between the Bechor and the Todah? That is a Hekesh lehekesh. The Yosef Amar Lomek Yotita Todah Meichan Lamda Mishlamim. Bechid Amar Lomek Behekesh Cholzer Malamdo Bechor Malamed Behekesh. Hach Ein Alech Lidon B'Loshon Acharon Ela B'Loshon Rishon. Says, I disagree with you. You should not have acquiesced to Rabbi Yossi Aglili's position. You should have stood your ground like Rabbi Tarfon and said that it's a Shlamim. And that's it. There's no way you could learn out from a Todah in this Pasuk. For Rabbi Shmuel, Hai Bechor Yeh Mayovidli. What does he do with this additional, right, Ilechoyeh in the Pasuk? They made out of Bechor Bamum, Shehu Matana, the Kohen. That teaches us that not only is a Bechor Tam, which ends up in the Mizbeach, and Matana, the Kohen, but also the Bamum. If you have a Bechor that becomes a Bamum, does not end up in the Mizbeach, it becomes Chulin, the Kohen. Shalom Atzinu Bechor Torah, something that we don't find anywhere else in the Torah, that you'll have a Matnot Kuhuna that involves, even when it doesn't end up in the Mizbeach, it's still yours. So when it's a Bamum, it becomes that of the Kohen. So that's the Havaya Acheret. Gives the coin an extra possession in the Bechor. Via Rabbi Akiva. Where does Rabbi Akiva know that from? Akiva Yoliflame Mibsaram. Because the plural Bisaram is Chad Tam V'Chad Balmum. That is one Tam and one Balmum. Because the plural in the Pasuk teaches us that you get Tam and Balmum. Rabbi Shmuel Mibsaram Dahanach Bechorot Kamar. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that I learned out of the word Bisaram that it's true. The Pasuk is written in plural. Chalbam, Damam, Bisaram. And this we had back, if you remember, on Lamed Zayin Madalf, when Rabbi Shmuel disagreed with Rabbi Yossi Haglili over there about whether you darshin Maaser and Pesach, I'm out of the Limud from Bechor. Why is that pasuk in plural? There are two possibilities of why it's in plural. It's in plural because the pasuk begins Bechor Eiz, Bechor Kesev, and it goes through a number, it gives you all these Bechorot. So the plural relates to the fact that there are a number of Bechorot that are mentioned, different species of animals that are mentioned. Or, the other possibility why it's written in the plural, which was Rabbi Yossi Aglili's position, is because it's coming to include the Maaser and the Pesach. So therefore, if that's true, then he has Damam and Chalbam, including Pesach and Maaser. But the word Bisaram, what does he do with the plural word Bisaram? That's what Rabbi Kiva's limud is. Bisaram comes to teach us both the Basar of the Tam and the Basar of the Bamum belongs to the Kohen. On the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, in the context of the Pasuk, it makes sense that it's written in the plural, because it's referencing back to the beginning of that part. So the meaning of that part about the Bechorei's Bechor Kesef. It talks about numerous species of Bechor. So that's the machlokas between them. Now, the Gemara wants to know, B'mai Kamiflage. What is the argument between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Shmuel has a good point. Rabbi Akiva, how is Rabbi Akiva making a Hekesh Lehekesh? Even Rabbi Akiva agrees we can't be Lomed. There's no such thing as being Lomed Hekesh Lehekesh in Kochim. So how does he solve this problem? So Gemara says, Mar Savar Hem Menu B'Davar Acher Rabbi Hekesh, Umar Savar Lo Habi Hekesh. The question is when the Hekesh is not complete or not entirely. So over here, we have an instance where, as I mentioned before, the Hekesh here is for Chazen Shok. We know by Todah that you give the Chazen Shok to the Kohanim because it's compared to Shlamim. The fact that a Todah is eaten for Yom Valayla has nothing to do with the Shlamim. So there is a what we call a partial Hekesh. The Hekesh helps us for certain aspects of the Todah, but not the entirety of the Todah. So here, when I'm going to learn out something from the Todah that is not learnt from a Hekesh, from Shlamim, can I do that? That's Hemenu V'davar Acher. Right, there is something else. The limud is being allowed through a Hekesh, but the actual limud is about something that has nothing to do with the Hekesh. So can I do that? And that's the machlokus between them. Mar Samar Hemenu B'davar Acher Abi Hekesh. That's Rabbi Shmuel's position, is that even though the Hekesh does not relate, which relates to the time, has nothing to do with the Hekesh to Shlamim, nevertheless, since it's being allowed or accessed through a Hekesh of Chazen Shok, that's not allowed. Mar Samar Lo Abi Hekesh, and Rabbi Kiva says it's not a Hekesh. So it'll only be a double Hekesh if you believe that Hemenu B'davar Acher is classified as a Hekesh. So Bishlam Adaman Damar Lo Abi Hekesh, according to Rabbi Kiva, says it's not a Hekesh. Hainu Tichtiv. Then it makes sense in Vayikra when it's speaking about the matnot of the Parv Seir to Yom HaKippurim, V'chein Yaseh Lo Omoed. Then it says that you should do the same thing to the Omoed. The matnot that are brought Ben Abadim, there is for the Par and there is for the Seir. after they finish doing the matnot right in front of the kaporet by the aron, ben abadim, you have to come out and do the same matnot in front of the parochet. And that's how do you know how the Torah expresses that? It says v'chein yaseh lo omoed. As you also do by the omoed. What's the problem over here? Kashem shemazel lifnai v'lifnim. Just like he does the azot all the way in the kodesh hakodeshim. Achat l'malo v'shev l'mata. One up, seven down. Midam apar. Kach mazeh v'echal. So too he comes out into the echal and does the same thing in front of the parochet. Ukashem shelifnai v'lifnim. Achat l'malo v'shev l'mata. Midam haseir. And just like by the seir of the am, the seir l'ashem, you do the same thing. One up and seven down. Kach mazeh v'echal. And so too, you become out of the echal and do the same thing. Now, what's the issue here? The issue relates to the fact that by the Pesach and Seir of Yom Kippurim, how do we know you do Achat L'malo, V'sheva L'mato? Well, it depends. Achat L'malo, the Matana L'malo is only written by the Seir, and the Sheva L'mato is only written by the Par. So we have a hekesh between the Par and the Seir of Yom Kippurim that teaches us that they both get, both of them get what the other one has. So that means the Par teaches us the seven down, and the Seir teaches us the one up. Between them, we're going to do one up and seven down for both of them. So that's already a hekesh. Now what do you want to do? Now it says, V'chein yaseh l'ol moed. And so too, you're going to do an omoid. So the hekesh is going to work, one, to tell me that I do this ben abadim. So let's take, for instance, the seir. The seir, I come in, I'm going to do it ben abadim. Achat l'malo, I know from the seir itself. The sheva l'mata, I only know from the par. So now I already have a hekesh, so teach me the sheva l'mata. Now I have to go out and do it in the parochet, do it in the kodesh. So now, what am I going to say? Oh, I'll do whatever I did inside, I'm going to do outside. That's another hekesh. So I have a hekesh says, outside by the Kodesh, I do exactly what I did in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. How do I know what to do in the Kodesh HaKodeshim? That was a hekesh from the par. Now I have a hekesh lehekesh. Well, let's think about it. What type of hekesh is this? This is a hekesh v'menu v'ledavar acher, that it applies to something else. The hekesh is about the matnot dam that are in the ben abadim. Now I want to come out and do them. When I come out and do them in the omoed, I'm just saying whatever I did inside, I'm going to do outside. So I'm not asking to learn from the par anymore. I'm learning specifically from the seir. Whatever I did for the seir in the kodesh kodeshim, I'm going to do in the kodesh. So that is a menu v'davar acher. The original seir was learned from a par to get to what exactly the matnot are. At this point, I'm not interested in the par anymore. I'm just saying whatever I did for the seir inside, I'm going to do outside. But that would be a hekesh, the hekesh, depending on what you think about Hemenu b'davar acher. And that's what the Gemara says here. Bishlamo, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, lo avi hekesh, they don't have a problem with this. Elo lamanda amar, Rabbi Shmuel says, avi hekesh, ma'ikul ameimar. How do you learn out the fact that the seir does the exact same matnot outside? How do you know sheva l'mata in the kodesh for the seir? So he says, number one possibility is, mekamot hu digamrei mehadodi. Oh, that you have to understand that the limud here is independent. You have two different limudim over here. It's not a hekesh lehekesh. We're speaking about different items, as Rashi points out. One hekesh is about the matnot dam. That's the hekesh between the par and seir that teaches you which matnot dam you do. The other hekesh, the hekesh batra, is about the makom. Where do you do those hazot? Do you do them in the kodesh? Do you do them in the kodesh? So the two hekeshim are not related. They're not related at all. Since the object of the hekesh is different, they're not considered a hekesh lehekesh. Because in the first hekesh, the hekesh is between the animals. It's a hekesh between a par and a seir. And that brings them a no dam. In the second hekesh, it's a hekesh between the mikamot. It's a hekesh between the kodesh and the kodesh hakodeshim. So we're dealing with two separate hekeshim. On the other hand, if you looked at the todah and the bechor, then that's not the case. Because the same chazeh and shok that we're learning from the todah to the bechor are the same chazeh and shok that we learned out of the shlamim. So the hekesh is dealing with the same item, the same object, all the way through.
And only if you were to have the same object be the limud of the hekesh, then we would say, it's ramak vibay tema, chutz mipnim bechad that we learn both of them at the same time. Meaning that we know you have to do hazot in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and we know you have to do hazot back in the Kodesh. Now what hazot? That's the hekesh between the par and the seir. The par and seir, we know about both of them, that you have to do it both bifnim and to do it on the inside. Now you want to know what you do? That's one hekesh that you do between par and seir. There's only a single hekesh that teaches me about the hazot. The location of the hazot, that we knew already. That's from Chenya Salomo. We know that you got to do that. So that's, he says, chutz mipnim b'chad zim negomir. It happens all at once.
This is the Shita of the Ri. Ri believes that we have, by the par, seven hazaot lamato. We know about the seven hazaot lamato bifnim, in the fnai bifnim. We know about the seven hazaot lamato in the Eichal.
When it comes to the Seir, we know Achat Lamalo Bifnim in the Fnai Bifnim, and we know Achat Lamalo in the Heichal. Now you want to make a Hekesh. The Hekesh just says, okay, just take whatever is by the Par, apply it to the Seir, and take whatever is by the Seir and apply it to the Par, irrespective of the location. It's just telling me the number of Azot that are done. Rashi, on the other hand, has a slightly different variation on this. Rashi says that when it comes to a Hekesh, I can learn through a Hekesh certain things that didn't come from a Hekesh, and certain things that did come from a Hekesh. I package them all up together and I send it through. So for instance, over here, if I'm coming to learn about the Par, I had the Par inside in the Lifnai Lifnim. About the Par, I know you do Sheva Lamata. So now when I come outside to the Heichal and I have a Hekesh that says whatever was done, Lifnai Lifnim is done in the Heichal, now I learn out those seven Hazaot that the Par did inside, I can learn out on the outside, because there's no Hekesh for that. On the other hand, there's an additional Matono that the Par does, and that's the Achat Lamalo, the one above. That one above was only learnt out from the Seir. So now I have one item that was learnt through a Hekesh, and another item that was not learnt with a Hekesh. So what the suggestion here is that would bring it along. It tags along with the item that's not from the Hekesh. So for instance, the Par that we do 8 inside the Fnai Difnim, 7 of them are written by the Par, one of them came through a Hekesh to the Seir. Now when I come out to the Heichal, I want to learn everything I did Bifnim through a Hekesh. The 7 I can do because it didn't come from a Hekesh. The 1 I should not be able to do, the Chat Lamalo, because it came through a Hekesh. Rashi says, or the suggestion of Rabbi Yishmael at this point, is that no, you can bring everything along. Once we allow you to bring the 7, we also tag along, we let you bring the 1. And there is no problem. It's a package deal and brings everything along. What about our case over here? How come you can't say the same thing when we have the Todah, the Bechor, and the Shlamim? The Bechor we're learning from Todah, and Todah from Shlamim. What we're learning from the Bechor, from the Todah, some of those items came from Hekesh, some of them did not. So why don't we say it's a whole package deal and comes along? Rashi says, in Achanami, that would have worked had the Hekesh been for the entirety of the two items, meaning that the Hekesh was between the Bechor and the Todah entirely. Therefore, just like I learned certain things from the Todah to the Bechor that are resident in the Parsha of Todah, therefore I can drag along other things that are not resident there, like the Shok and the Chazeh. On the other hand, that's not how it's working here. Here, the Hekesh between the Bechor and the Todah is specifically around the Chazeh and the Shok. The item that the Hekesh is about is the item that's not resident in the Todah, that came to the Todah through a Hekesh. And that's called the Hekesh Lehekesh. Had it been another way, had it been that the Bechor was learned entirely from Todah, then I could have included Chazeh and Shok along with other items that I learned out from the Todah. But because that's not the way that it's set up over here, it's different, and therefore it will be considered a Hekesh Lehekesh over here, where it's not by Yom HaKippurim. Tosfos rejects that, because if you remember from the times of Par, Helam, Dover Shel Tzibor, Parkoin Mashiach, Sir Abadat Kochavim, all those Limudim over there, the Gemara needs a specific Limud for each item. It doesn't say, oh, just because some of the items are written by the Parlam Dover Tzibor and we're learning out to the Seri Yabra Chachavim, therefore I conclude other things to Hekesh. No, we say we need everything to be written in Parlam Dover Tzibor, otherwise I can't learn to Hekesh by Seri Yabra Chachavim. And therefore you see that what Rashi is saying is not true, and that's why the Ri gives his alternative version of reading the Gemara. Alright, so now the Gemara continues. So Bishlam Aldaman Damar Loavi Hekesh, according to Rabbi Akiva, says it's not a Hekesh. That's what it says by the Shtei Alechem, by Shavuot, by a from your possession, from where you live, you'll bring the lechem tnufa, the shtei lechem. She'ain talam lomar taviu. What's this word taviu? Mata lomar taviu. Kosha tamevi mi makom acher harihu kaze. Whatever you bring from somewhere else is exact like this. Malahalan. Just like over there, isaron lechala. Afkan isaron lechala. So too, it'll be one isaron for each chala. The Torah tells us by the shtei alechem for atzeret that they're made up of shnei asrunim. Each chala gets one isaron, and that's explicit in the Torah. We know how much, and we know the volume that is used to create the shtei alechem. What we don't know is, for instance, by the todah. The todah has lechem that comes with it. We don't know how big or how much you give to the lechem that comes with the todah. So Gemara says there was this extra word of taviyu. The extra word of taviyu tells you that anytime lechem is brought into the mikdash, anytime chametz is brought into mikdash, you do it at this ratio. One isaron for lechemim. So what are the only two times that chametz are brought into the mikdash? When it happens when you bring the shlamim on Shavuot, it comes to shtei lechem, which is chametz. And the only other chametz that comes in is the 10 chalot chametz that come with the todah. There's only two times chametz come in the mikdash. So just like the chametz by the shtei lechem is an iseron that goes for each lechem, so to over here, by the toldah, you'll get an iseron for the lechem. So when it says, okay, ima lahalan shni esronim, afkan shni esronim. Well, if you want to compare it, the total volume that's used by the shtei lechem is 2 esronim. So let's say the same thing by the 10 chalot of the toldah, it should be shni esronim. Tamalomar tiyeno. That it should be. It should be, meaning the extra havayah, the extra tiyana, is that each one, chalot, gets like one lechem.
What's the lima that we have right now?
The lima we have so far is that the shtei lechem comes shnei esronim. That means each lechem gets one yisaron. The lima that we had was that you'll take one yisaron and give those to the 10 chalot lechem that come with the todah. Yisaron for each chala. Gemara says, why would you do that? Why don't you learn out totally from the shtei lechem? Shtei lechem has shnei esronim, and therefore, also the lechem should get that 10 chalot lechem that come to Todah, they should have shnei esronim for each chala. Why are you only picking one isaron? Gemara says we have the extra lashon of tiyana. Tiyana that will be like one of them, not written in the plural, but in the singular. Tiyana is in the singular. So that the other, tiviyu, when you bring other lechemim, the tiyana, they will be like one of these chalot. So one of these chalot only contains the isaron. So too, the 10 chalot of the Todah will also include one isaron. Well, we did see one hekesh. One hekesh is between the lachme Todah and the shtei halacha, where it says that extra taviu teaches us that all chametz that is brought in the mikdash is exactly like this chametz. Well, there's only one other chametz that's brought in the mikdash besides the shtei halacha, and that's the lechem that comes with the todah. All right, so now here comes the second hekesh. V'lamadnu asara lechametz. We know that there are 10 for chametz. Asara lematzah minayin. How do I know that you also bring 10 matzot? Tamalomar achala lechem chametz. Says al chalat lechem chametz neged chametz ave matzah. That opposite the chametz, you bring matzah. So now there are 2 limudim. How do we know that by the korban todah you actually bring 10 lechemim? The chametz by the korban todah comes in 10. That is actually learned out of gzera shava from truma, because it says by the chalot umadob gzera shava mitshumat maser ma mitshumat maser echad mi aser af trumat todah should be echad mi aser. Just like trumat maser is 1/10 of the value. That which is given to the Kohen is 1/10. That means that the total is 10, and then 1 is given to the Kohen, 10%. So too, by the lechem of the Todah, 1 of the chametz is given to the Kohen. So too, will look like Truma Maser. We'll say that the total must be 10. So that's how we know that there are 10 chalot lechem chametz that come from that gzeirah shava to Truma. How do we know also by matzah that you have 10? Well, matzah by 10, we learn out from chametz. It says, al chalat lechem chametz. Al. The al there says, on top of. You bring the matzot on top of the chalat lechem chametz. So there's some sort of comparison. There's some sort of hekesh between chametz and matzah. Just like the chametz comes with 10, so too the matzot will come with 10. Here's my second hekesh. I start with shtei lechem. That teaches me that you get one yisaron. I move to the chametz of todah. I learn from the shtei lechem that it's made up. The volume that is used to make the chametz and the todah is one yisaron for each chalat. Then, how do I know that you bring in? I learned that out of gzeir shavu. That's from Truma. Truma teaches me that the chametz by todah gets 10. So now I learn from shtei lechem to chametz of todah yisaron. From Shumat Maser, I learned to the chametz of the Todah that it's 10. Now I want to learn matzah. Matzah, I want to learn both items. Number one, that it comes as 10. And number two is that it comes as Yisaron. I learned that out from chametz. There's a comparison. They are set off against each other in the pasuk, that they should be equal, juxtaposed. They are equal in the pasuk. So just like chametz comes as an Yisaron in 10, so too the matzah comes as an Yisaron in 10. Well, let's think about this. When I learned out of the chametz to the matzah, where did I know the yisaron from? I knew that from shtei lechem. Where do I know 10 from? I know that from trumat maser. So one of the aspects is part of chametz. It wasn't learned out of a hekesh. That's the 10 aspect. The aspect of yisaron was learned out of shtei lechem. So now I have hemenu b'davar acher. When I'm learning from chametz to matzah, one of the items I'm learning is directly from chametz. That's the 10. The yisaron is something that was borrowed from shtei lechem and brought here. So Rabbi Kiva says, that's no problem. That's not a problem of a hekesh. Because since I have a hekesh that's directly being learned out of chametz, the aspect of 10, I can also bring along the yisaron with it. And that's not a problem. So that's why it works well according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that that's not considered to be a hekesh lehekesh. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, where it is considered a hekesh lehekesh, how do I get the yisaron from shtei lechem to the chametz and then over to the matzah? I can't do that. That's a hekesh lehekesh. How is he going to learn that? So Lamando Amar, Rabbi Hekesh, Michael Meimar. So he says, Taviu Yuteiruhu. The word Taviu is extraneous, and this is what you were asking before, Tzvi. What do you mean it's a Hekesh? It's not a Hekesh between the chametz of the Todah and the Shnei Lechem, it's an extraneous word. It's a limud of the word Teviyu. The word Teviyu tells me that's the limud for chametz by the Todah. It's not the Hekesh. It's literally learned out of the Pasuk. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, exactly what you were saying, which is that that word Teviyu doesn't mean be mekish it to Shnei Lechem. It's saying now that it's as if the chametz of Todah is written in this Pasuk and it's a primary limud. And so Rabbi Shmuel says there is no Hekesh from Shnei Lechem. There's Taviyu, which teaches me that's the limud for Chametz, and then Chametz is all learned out by itself. The 10 is learned out from the Gzer Shav Truma. The Isaron is learned out from the Pasuk Taviyu. And now I want to do a Hekesh to Matzah. That's fine, because I didn't have a Hekesh beforehand. A Pesach, which is the last part of the Mishnah. A Pesach, Enu Echal. So all of these things, Enu Echal, Ela Adcha Tzot. You can only eat until Chatzot. Man Tano, who's the author of our Mishnah that says that you can only consume the Pesach until Chatzot? Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's based on the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Nimrakan, Balayla Hazeh. It says by the Korban of Pesach that you're going to eat it, Balayla Hazeh, Kimsli, you have to eat it roasted tonight, Nimrakan Halan, and it says about Hashem, when he does Makat B'chorod, V'avarti Beretz Mitzrayim, Balayla Hazeh. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do Makat B'chorod exactly at Chatzot? Afkan, when it says Layla Hazeh, at Chatzot. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to be the author of Mishnah, because he says that there is a demand by the Pesach that be completed by Chatzot. Zamalei Rabbi Akiva, Alok Varnemar, V'chaltem Oto B'chipazon. Says that you must consume the Pesach B'chipazon, in a rush, in a way, in a manner which is rushed, in a way that will be ready to leave. So he says that we learn from that, Atshat Chipazon. You're allowed to consume it until the time that it's ready to rush out. When do they rush out? Only in the morning. You have to stay in your house all night. You're not allowed to leave the house that night. So only when daybreak came were they allowed to leave. So therefore, the Korban HaPesach is kasher to be eaten until daybreak. Im kein mai tam lomer b'layla zeh. So why do I need layla zeh according to Rabbi Akiva? Sheyachol yehei k'chol hakodashim anechalim b'yom. Because I would think that Pesach is just like all the other kodashim, that when you shech them on the daytime, they're eating that day and that night. So I could eat it. I could eat the Pesach that day, and then I can continue it at night. Tamalomer balayla, balayla hey nechal, benu nechal bayom. Lila tells me no. Korban Pesach may not be eaten on the day that it shechted, only the night afterwards. Meaning that it doesn't get yom v'layla, it just gets layla. And then there's a machlokas now between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, where that layla lasts until chatzot. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion, or that layla lasts until alot hashachar, and that's the position of Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Le Abayu Mimai, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Vidoraita. How do you know that our Mishnah is speaking in the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that says Chatzot is a din Doraita, that the Korban Pesach Minat Torah cannot be consumed past Chatzot? Dilma, Durabonon, Lachik Min Aveira. Maybe it's the other opinion, Dim Rabbi Akiva or the Rabbanan, who say that you could eat it in Talot HaShachar. They just made our Chofa, like with all the other Korbanot, they're eating the Yom V'Layla, the first Mishnah in Brachot. They pulled it back to Chatzot. How do you know the Ad Chatzot in our Mishnah is a din Doraita? Maybe it's a din Durabonon. So where it says, no, im kein mai ela ad chatzot, ela ki hatam, ma hatam deoraita, afkan nami deoraita. There are two different girsaot here. What our Gemara has here is the girsa of Rashi. Rashi eliminated the words zibayit ema. There were in other girsaot, there was before the word ki hatam, there was a zibayit ema. According to that, there are actually two answers here. Well, it is ela mai ela ad chatzot. That was one answer. Then ibaitema kihotam mahatam deoraita afkan deoraita. So Rashi combines them and says, no, there's only one answer over here, and that one answer is all one big answer, which is imkein mai elad chatzot ela kihotam mahatam deoraita afkan nami deoraita, which is they could have written v'nechal ad chatzot. You could have just written in the Mishnah that it's eaten until chatzot. So why is it framed like the other aspects there? Pesach enu nechal ela balayla, v'enu nechal ela ad chatzot, v'enu nechal ela lemuyav, v'enu nechal ela tzli. Both tzli, minuyav, and layla are all three doraita. So if those three that are termed in the Ella are Doraita, then the Ella at Chatzot is also a Din Doraita. If I keep it in the framework that you're dealing with, that means it's Doraita. And that would mean that it would only be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's the way Rashi reads it. Rashi reads it as a single answer. The question is that the language that's used of Ella puts it together with the other items. And Mahatam, the other items are all Doraita. So too over here, we're talking about a Din Doraita. Tosfos is mekayim the other girsa and says that there is actually the bayit ema. From this, you could read it as two. V'yesh lefaresh the daik min lo kani ad chatzot ubasof betani le beemtza. So that's the difference between the two answers. Is the second answer will almost be like Rashi, which is ki hotam mahatam doraita afkan doraita. Just like the others are doraita, then this is doraita. The other three are doraita. This one's doraita. What about the first answer? Imkein my elad chatzot. What's that first answer if you have bayit ema there? So Tosfos says the answer is that it was put in the middle. It's put in the middle of the list. If you look at the list here, it says Pesach enu nochel ela balayla, venu chel ad chatzot, venu chel ela mnuya, venu chel ela tali. So if I thought that three of these were doraita and one was derabanan, I would put the three dinim doraita first, and then I would have put ad chatzot at the end, which is the din derabanan. I would have pushed that to the end, because that's the din derabanan. I would put you the primary dinim, the dinim doraita first, and then I put the din derabanan at the end. The fact that it's in the middle of the statement shows me that it's doraita. So that's what Tosfos said. If you say there are two answers here, that's the difference between the answers. One answer, the second answer will be like what Rashi says, which is that it has the context. You look in the context, everything else is doraita. On the other hand, the first answer will be the location of it in the Mishnah shows you it's doraita. If you really was derabanan, it should be at the end of the Mishnah. Although it's not so simple, and I'm assuming that's what drove Rashi not to do that, is because if you read it, it says, Einu nechel balayla, veinu nechel ad chatzot. It's just the logical flow of the Mishnah. You will, what did you say? Einu nechel balayla, einu nechel elam niyav, einu nechel tzi, einu nechel ad chatzot. You give the two issues that deal with time first, and then you move along. I mean, that it's not so simple that you would have put chatzot at the end to separate them. Wouldn't have been so simple. But maybe that's what Tosfos is saying. He should have separated them. You're right. It makes sense to put them together if they're the same. But if you want to show they're different, then take two items that are the same and split them up. Maybe that's the way Tosfos is learning. Tosfos makes one little point at the end here, which is an important sugya. It's the second to last line in the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Says, V'yesh l'dakdek t'alocha k'r'lazer bin Azariah. Seems like t'alocha is like Rabbi Lazar bin Azariah, that you must complete the consumption of the Pesach by Chatzot. Because, stam lan tana kavatei b'matniten. First of all, our Mishnah is a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Lazar bin Azariah. Uba arvei psachim also. There's a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Lazar bin Azariah. And in Perakamad Brachot, there's also a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Lazar bin Azariah. It's therefore, v'tzarich lizaher amatzah. Then, if that's true, that the law like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah with Pesach, then you better be careful by matzah. Da'amar Rava, b'sof arvei psachim, achal matzah achar chatzot, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, lo yatza yidei chovato. According to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, who says chatzot is the cutoff for Pesach, it's also the cutoff for matzah. And if one consumes matzah after chatzot or not, you'd say, according to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, in the position, that's what Rabbi says. Rabbi says that there is, I don't know if you call it a hekesh, but there is a connection between matzah and Pesach, and just like Pesach inspires et chatzot, so too matzah expires et chatzot, and one must consume the matzah before chatzot in order to be, you'll say, the chova of matzah. So that comes back to, it's a very interesting sugya and difficult sugya about what does it mean that you have to finish up before chatzot. What do you need to finish by chatzot? According to this, it would only seem like the mitzvah of matzah you must consume by chatzot, which means that if you ate your gezeit matzah, which is the din d'oraita by chatzot, you're fine. You continue afterwards. The afikom and all that, that's all bonus. That's all extra. So there are others, and you have to look to be shonim, depending on how you view the other matzot that are consumed during that night, might bring them back into this problem. I mean, if you're right, if the mitzvah is totally completed by the time you eat the first matzah, then maybe there's nothing to talk about after chatzot anymore, you can eat everything else. But if you think for some reason the afikomen is somehow connected to the original achilat matzah, maybe there's some reason that the mitzvah extends all the way to the time of the afikomen. It adds another aspect to the mitzvah. It enhances the mitzvah. Or it's coming in place of the korban haPesach. Maybe there you would have the limitations of a chatzot. And that's what we're choshish for. We're choshish for those shitot. And therefore we try to complete the seder, meaning we try to eat the afikomen prior to chatzot. If one is unsuccessful at doing that, then the Eitzah that is given is the Eitzah of the Ragachafer. Ragachafer suggested that if you're running to a time crunch and you need to go after Chatzot, that one should come at the time period right at Chatzot. They should eat the Afikomen right before Chatzot, al Tanai. That if the halacha is that you must complete it before Chatzot, and that you have the Tama Matzah in your mouth at Chatzot, then I ate the Afikomen and I'm done. Because if you think Chatzot is the expiration of when you can eat the Pesach, then you could, after Chatzot you could eat more. You could eat anything you wanted. Part of the reason that we don't consume or we don't eat anything after we finish the Seder is that the Tama Matzah or the Tama Pesach should be in your mouth. That's only true if the Zman Pesach lasts till the morning. If the Zman Pesach cuts off at Chatzot, the mitzvah is done. Then you wouldn't have to keep the tam in your mouth. So according to that opinion that you have to eat it before chatzot, what do? You eat it right before chatzot, and then you wait till after chatzot, and then you can eat whatever you want. So that's what you do. You do it out tonight. So the Rosh Hashanah suggests you eat that becoming right before chatzot out tonight. That if the chatzot is the cutoff, I just ate my matzah, I'm going to wait, I'm good, and afterwards I'll eat whatever I want. If the chatzot is not chatzot, then I'm eating this matzah as part of my meal, and I'll eat my afikomen later on, and that will be the completion of the seder. So the Rosh Hashanah makes that suggestion for people under time pressure how to deal with the afikomen when it comes to chatzot. Okay, we'll stop over here.